We had four questions passed in. Three of them were the same question. So we see what everybody's thinking about. With regard to the drunk. Okay, if intent is a prerequisite, then was Jacob married to Leah in God's eyes?
If he understood that he was.
Could you elaborate?
If he had no knowledge of that, he could have rejected that marriage as a marriage. But apparently, he felt that he was tied to that, and therefore he viewed it as a marriage. It's still intent. Every example you bring up from the Bible still comes down to intent. You have to have decided to do that. The implication, by the way, of that Genesis text is that his father-in-law, Laban, made marriage of Rachel dependent upon Leah. It's not like he could have said, all right, forget her, I want her. He said, no. Remember, in fact, he approached him and said, I didn't bargain for her. You don't get her if you don't take her. That's when the marriage then was secure in his mind. That opens up the whole question of polygamy, but they didn't ask about that, so we don't have to answer that.